Netcare had a healthy start to the year, helping offset some of the impact of COVID-19 on revenue and costs. But with the pandemic estimated to have cost the private hospital group close to 4 billion rand in revenue in the second half, overall revenue took a close to 13% hit, while profit after tax took a knock of over 78%. Company CEO Richard Friedland joins us now to discuss the numbers and the 2021 recovery that the group is eyeing. Thanks so much, Richard, for your time this evening. So you've upped occupancy levels now to just over 50%, but are only foreseeing stability by mid-next year. How are you rating your buffers to withstand these very unpredictably strained times?
Well, thank you very much, Alicia. It's been, as you said, a devastating year financially, but certainly in terms of the contribution that our frontline workers have made to South Africa, it's been extraordinary. And I've had to say to them that despite the fact that we can't pay a financial dividend, the dividend we have paid in terms of treating and caring for patients is remarkable. We are confident we can buffer these headwinds. We are seeing a return to volumes and patients returning to hospitals. And as you quite rightly pointed out, we're currently now at about 86% of our volumes pre-COVID. And we're seeing that good recovery across the different divisions that we operate. Obviously, there's a concern about a potential second wave and macroeconomic headwinds. But I think we've learned enormously from the first wave and are better able to weather that. I think one of the key issues for us is job preservation. Unlike many other companies in South Africa, we are not restructuring or re-engineering or retrenching workers. They've worked incredibly hard over the last 8 months and sacrificed their lives, and now is the time to stand with them through the difficult times ahead. And of course, that means that our recovery will be slower, but we're going to do it in supporting our staff within Netcare.
Richard, that being said, is there a rethink happening around how hospital care is now being managed? Because a big part of the deterrent for anyone walking through hospital admissions is that it becomes a very lonely affair. And so patients are staying away unless absolutely necessary.
Well, I think COVID has taught us new ways of working, and we've learned some very valuable lessons. One of them is not to lose our humanity in the process. And for many of our patients during COVID, it was frightening and almost debilitating the anxiety they had. Nurses were in masks and space suits, as were doctors, and they were denied access to their loved ones. We've now breached that by making FaceTime available on iPads or mobiles, and certainly at end-of-life situations, we're allowing visitors in. So we have relaxed our visiting hours, particularly in the areas where we're not seeing COVID. Obviously, the Eastern Cape is an exception at the moment. But people are returning for essential surgery. And also remembering we're now screening everyone coming through. So it's a lot safer. It's also been one of the lessons of COVID, is ensuring that our occupational health and safety and our screening is world class.
Okay, so you're seeing some movement coming back in, but until we get certainty back, or at least some vaccine, how are you managing your fixed cost base amidst it all against what has been a falling revenue line?
So, you know, we're tightening up on every level of expenditure throughout our group, and particularly discretionary spend. I would say to you that there's virtually zero of that. And we're managing this very tightly, and I think we've got a very, very committed team of managers and indeed staff out there recognizing that if we are going to preserve jobs, we have to find the savings elsewhere without, of course, compromising care. And so indeed the entire organization is galvanized. And I think as a result of that, we will see margins improving as volumes improve into the second half of next year.
As you say, as all of this, mindful of the fact that you don't want to compromise on care, you highlighted that you are better abled, better equipped to handle a potential second wave of COVID-19 infections if it does hit South Africa. Are there hospital constraints that you are still battling against, Richard?
Well, we have large volumes of COVID-19 positive patients in our two hospitals in the Nelson Mandela Bay or Port Elizabeth area and in Uitenhage, and we're increasing capacity there to deal with what looks very much like a second wave. It's mimicking the first wave that we saw, and we are sending down an additional staff, but we prepared extremely well during the first wave, leveraging off a lot of our technology and digitization. So we have adequate supplies of PPE, of oxygen, of drugs, and staffing, and we believe we can deal with it adequately. We are seeing a rise of cases in the Cape Town area, particularly the Cape Town Metro and Garden Route, and we're watching that carefully. But for the remainder of our hospitals and our primary care and mental health facilities, really activity continues unabated as normal.
Okay. When it comes to broader trends at play, some of the concern, Richard, has been that economic pressure could lead to a decrease in medical scheme membership. Do you see that coming more so to the fore?
Yes, we haven't seen that yet, but we do think the possibility of buy-downs to cheaper efficiency options will probably be a first step by many wanting to hold on to their membership of schemes. And you would have seen today one of the strategic initiatives we've launched is Netcare Plus, which is an innovative product division within Netcare, really aimed at increasing the size of market and giving them access and inclusion into private healthcare, and aimed at those people that are employed but uninsured. And so we've launched through the FNV eBucks platform and our own website GP vouchers, and we're also launching dental and optometry ones, and the various hospital procedures we're making available. So we're doing our level best to increase the size of this market and participation, or at least access to quality private healthcare at an affordable rate.
Okay, and mitigating some of the risk that downscaling could potentially bring with it. Richard, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Richard Friedland, who's CEO of Netcare.